Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Devo Days of Our Lives and Friends. This week we'll be discussing all the crazy stuff that's gone on days of the past week. Call in to talk to us at 913-338-1239. Join us daily at our blog at devaofdaysoflives.blogspot.com. You can friend us on Facebook at Devo Days, and on Twitter we are Devo of Dole. And we try to tweet during every episode, and so it's cool to watch us on Twitter because from what some people say, we make the show more interesting. To be alerted to future Blog Talk Radio shows, make sure you can follow us on Blog Talk Radio. And tonight we have the usual suspects. We have Anna here.
Hello.
And we have Madeline.
Hello.
And we have Marianne.
Hi, everyone.
Hey. So, first of all, I'm not going to say anything about the Steelers beating the Ravens.
So. Yay! I will.
I don't want to get in trouble with our Ravens friends. But, yeah, this thing's got pretty heated on Facebook the past week. But, yeah, so that was a nice way to deal with the weekend. I mean, my husband was making fun of me because I literally was shielding my eyes almost the entire game because I was so flippin' nervous I couldn't even watch. But it was a very good game, though. But anyway, okay, we'll go to days. So, yeah, for the past week, it was mostly about Johnny and the cancer spreading to his other eye. So, Anna, what do you think about that storyline this week?
Honestly, I loved it. I mean, those twins are adorable. I mean, there's just no other words for them, and they're good actors. I mean, even though it's a sad story, and usually Days does medical drama horribly, they're just horrible at it. But, I mean, who could not love that scene where Johnny's touching their faces so he can remember them? In case he can't see. When he comes out.
I cried this week.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, so, yeah. And, I mean, and also thinking, even though I have a love-hate relationship with Sammy, thinking back to when she lost Grace, you know, imagining how bad that was and then thinking she could lose Johnny. I mean, it's just that, I don't know, the human in me was just like, oh, my gosh, you know, this is really painful. But yeah, the story around Johnny was I thought it was really done very well, and I don't know. I love the kids. I love the moments with the kids where they all got to come in and see him and spend time with him. And when Allie got in bed with him too, that was so cute. She said something like, "I'll see for you," or something like that. I was like, oh.
Yeah, when he touched their faces, I'm there. Oh my God. I couldn't believe it. Yeah, that was good.
And my favorite script writer, Richard Coulton, wrote the script. So there you go.
There you go.
He wrote Thursday and Fridays. So. Yep.
What'd you think, Madeline?
Oh, well, I only saw little bits of it. I was a lot more impressed with Stefano and Kate than I was.
Oh, yeah.
Than I was at the hospital. And the hospital stuff, the stuff with Johnny in the room was really good. The stuff outside the room was a little bit harder to put up with, especially Lexi having to tell me, having to listen to Lexi, who was told that, you know, she's a Demera and ought to be dead, sticking up for the man who said that to her and telling Sammy how lucky she is to have someone like that in her life just kind of made me just want to turn off.
Well, yeah, so. In a way that she was kind of a slam towards Sammy because,
it wasn't meant that way, though. It could be taken that way.
Yeah, I know.
But it wasn't meant that way.
It should have been, though, because, I mean.
Should have been.
Sammy,
oh, yeah.
Sammy, yeah. I mean, you would think Sammy shouldn't have married anybody at all that's halfway decent.
Yeah, but the other stuff is, you know, her sitting there telling EJ in front of everybody, you know, she should take him to the side and talk to him. She ended up mm-hmm. telling him in front of Rafe how he should behave with his kid. It's just getting old. Everybody kissing Rafe's ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to me, that whole storyline was the highlight of the week. It seemed like they did do some research on the topic, and I thought they explained it pretty adequately how quickly it showed up in the other eye because it was so aggressive. Because it wasn't, they didn't see it there last week, and they talked about, because I read up on it, and I'm also, on Facebook, I'm also friends with the, I'm not good pronouncing it, but is it Rhinoblastoma, their group that's on Facebook. And you can, mm-hmm. if anyone wants to find them, you could find them probably through Matt Ashford's Facebook page. And so I get messages from them all the time, and they mention, you know, laser surgery is an option for some of these kids. So I'm kind of glad that they are taking the laser surgery route with Johnny, because that's actually accurate.
Yeah, it's so. Not sci-fi or ridiculous, you know, that everyone's sitting back going, right, this is stupid, you know.
Yeah, he's actually, not getting bionic eyes or something, yeah.
They actually, like I said, they usually don't do medical drama, even though half the show's in the hospital. They don't usually do that all that well, but they did this time, I think. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But I hope we do not have a sick kid on the show again for like a whole year at least. I think we're not. We're tapped out. I can't do it anymore. It's too much.
Well, the hospital's got to have somebody in there at all times. I mean, it just seems
I know my son watched the show, and they're like, Mom, these people are constantly in the hospital. I'm like, no.
You know, whose turn is it now?
Yeah. Well, there's so many doctors, too. They're all doctors anymore. There's so many of them.
Well, they're getting rid of one of them.
But right. Yeah.
Sadly, the wrong one, but oh well.
Mm-hmm. Which doctor do you want out? Are you talking about Carly or Daniel?
Well, either one would be fine with me.
How about both?
Both.
Both would be better.
I can leave town. Mm-hmm.
I guess I have to say Daniel was growing on me though, since he lost his daughter.
Yeah.
And I
like his relationship with Melanie. I will say that I like that father daughter relationship. I have to admit that, and coming from me who, you know, traditionally hates him, that character, I agree with you there. I think
if I could forget the way he was touching Chelsea when they were together, I might be a little hard.
Yeah.
They're trying to make him likable. They're, you know,
when he hugged her the other day, Melanie the other day, I was like picturing Chelsea for a second and thinking, oh, it's a good thing she's not still on, because can you imagine him dating her while he's hanging out with his daughter, Melanie? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little awkward. Yeah. I can just say, Sammy, when EJ and Nicole tried to tell her what was going on with Johnny, oh, my God. I wanted to slap her for, like, two straight episodes.
Oh, yeah. She, shut up.
That was awful.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's one of those things that you watch that and you think, I am never going to get divorced because I do not want my kids to hear that shit 24/7, you know, just all that animosity, all that nasty, and all that bitchiness. It's like, oh my God. I mean, it just gets to the point, like, okay, Sammy, you're in your 30s now. It's time to grow up a little bit. And
I was going to say that the kids are more mature than she is.
Oh, yeah. James and Allie were really good this week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really enjoyed them. Yeah. The scenes in the chapel, and then you can see that they're, she's kind of leaning on him now, and then you kind of see Rafe and Cole looking in. Now they're on the other, you know, looking inside, looking out. So it's like, and then somebody even said, wonder about Rafe and Nicole. You know,
people have been saying that ever since Nicole got found out.
Mm-hmm.
At least some people.
I'm hoping for Brady. Like
a better Brady.
Yeah,
I just want Rafe to go away. There's really nothing or nobody.
But we're
going to
get two of them now.
Yeah, in about a month.
Oh, yes.
The only thing that would make that pleasant is if Rafe 2 gets tortured. Maybe that might be kind of fun to watch.
Yeah.
Or no, Rafe 1 gets tortured. I think Rafe 2 is the one who's running around town.
I mean, you know, one's living with Sammy, the other one's tortured in the basement. I don't know which is worse.
The only plus to this is that Sammy is not going to know she's sleeping with the wrong guy. That I'm going to love. That part, oh.
Yeah, that's always tricky. I still understand. Well, I guess, well, yeah, it hasn't come out yet how we have two Raves, but it looks like it did come out that EJ is behind this with stuff now, so he can't even.
Yeah, they're trying to break them up or something.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, so what we're not seeing is
in the beginning,
he's going to capture the real Rafe, I guess, or right, and replace him with the second Rafe, the fake Rafe.
Last time. It's like you have to have some emotional investment in the character to even care if he's locked up in the basement. I mean, like if Kate finds out, I mean, I have a feeling she's going to figure this thing out. I mean,
right.
If I were her, I'd shut the heck up and let him stay there. You know, I mean, who cares?
Yeah,
you
who cares?
If you don't care, Vivian stays in sarcophagus. And I don't see why anybody should care about Ray.
Yeah.
That's true.
In fact, maybe they could use that set again.
Yeah, I did see that spoiler out there. It was like Stefano makes up with Kate.
Oh,
I'm not sure if it's this week or the week
Friday
after.
Was, Madeline alluded to it, Friday was for the state.
Yeah, Friday they kind of made up a little bit.
Quite nice, and apparently some things continue on Monday. But
he agreed that she could come home with him.
Yeah, did you see that little look? See that look she shot him as they were walking arm in arm off the set? I was like,
kind of
whoa.
That's a good thing, although I'd still worry because, they didn't mention anything about them for the preview for the year. I mean, it sounded like she was all involved with the Vivian crowd, so maybe they're actually listening.
Well, I like their exchange, well, for a number of reasons, but one of the things that was nice is, I mean, their scenes always ring so true, even though they're supposed to be these, you know, maniacal, evil people. But it's like they're the most real and honest, even when they're betraying each other, they're the most real and honest, you know, characters in a lot of times. They didn't have Stefano just falling into putty, he was, you could tell he was still, like, she had to work him a little bit, because, I mean, he was still, like, hurt. He's still hurt that he was betrayed, and so it was nice that it wasn't just she could bat her eyelashes at him and he's all good, you know, I mean, I like the way they processed that some more, and that it wasn't like, okay, move back in, just like that, you know, it's like, well, spend the night, yes, you know, we'll work on the rest later. But I don't know, I just think their relationship, oddly enough, plays out more realistically than most of the ones on the show. Just my opinion.
Yeah, I like them a lot better than anybody else. And I know there's a lot of Victor and Maggie fans, but they're not giving a whole lot of that. Mm-hmm. And at least with Stefano and Kate, I mean, there's something to their relationship.
Right.
I don't feel
right.
like there's a whole lot to Victor and Maggie's relationship except nice longing looks. So,
I like their dialogue.
So far.
It's a build. It's a slow build.
They're taking their time.
As far as they're going, though. What else do we get? There's not any substance to it.
We're getting a date soon.
We're getting a date.
Yes, Maggie finds out what happened to Vivian and demands that Vivian be brought back, and if Victor does it, she'll go on a date with him.
Oh.
And then Brady gets pissed off if Victor doesn't. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out why Chloe ends up. Do you think Maggie lets Chloe move in with her because to help Victor so that she's not at Victor's house all the time or something? Because I saw that in one of the mags today. I was reading that.
They're not going to have her move in with Maggie
because Maggie is
worried about what Kate will do to her because that will be making one of her.
Yeah, I don't know what the motivation is. I haven't heard enough to know what the motivation is, but I'm assuming that Victor will have to come by and visit the grandbaby and stuff like that, and that'll give him an opportunity to see Maggie. But to me, that's a betrayal of Melanie, because I mean, you're gonna let this woman who broke up your practically daughter's, you know, marriage, you let her move in.
Why does she care about?
So there must be some. There's a piece missing here that's somehow got to be filled in for me to buy that, and maybe it's a deal she cuts with Victor. I don't know. Somehow.
Will it make sense? Probably not.
I mean, they can't afford the set for Chloe's apartment, so they got to figure out something.
Well, then let her move in Victor's place.
Well, that's
what I'm
thinking.
I thought that's
maybe
what they would have went logically, yeah.
I'm thinking maybe, and I haven't seen any spoilers to really explain this, but I'm thinking maybe maybe Philip's like, yeah, move in with me, and you can live at the mansion, and Victor's like, oh, heck no, or, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
You would think Victor would want to, because
but he wouldn't want Chloe.
Victor talking about, you know, they're going to try to get the baby away from Chloe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If Chloe comes with it, then he's probably not going to be so happy.
Well, for a while, you know, maybe that's why they get her in there and somehow, you know, eating together, you know.
I don't know. I just think that's an odd arrangement, but.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, why would Maggie care about Chloe?
Yeah. And how is that going to, what will that set up for Melanie?
Well, not
I mean, Melanie.
Mention after what Chloe did to Lucas.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Maggie should be as upset with Chloe as
absolutely. So there must be something either more sinister or more something going on there, because it would be completely against Maggie's character to invite her into to her home with, you know, knowing that it would hurt Melanie and knowing that it, you know, it just, I don't know. So, I don't know.
I don't know. That makes absolutely no freaking sense to me at all whatsoever. That's terrible. But Melanie, and I don't think Melanie's going anywhere. So, I just don't know. I mean, they just need
to get
Nathan's
gone for sure, right?
Yeah,
or is
apparently.
Is it the actor, or are they replacing the character with another actor, or he's gone? The character's gone.
No, the actor's gone. I don't know about the character.
It's the actor. Oh, okay, that's what I was wondering.
They'll probably send him off to Baltimore, since they've been talking about that so much, and then maybe someday they'll recast it. I don't know, but I liked Mark. I liked him. I don't know. I mean, they ruined his character by putting him with Stephanie, but, you know, I thought that was going to be a short-term thing.
Every character's ruined putting with Stephanie.
I mean, Shelley's actually done a pretty good job. I mean, the acting and everything. She's done a pretty good job the last while. But it's just, how do you sympathize with a character like that? I mean, I just, it just makes me cringe. I mean, sure, her performances have been good, but I just think, oh, my gosh, how insecure and how messed up can you possibly be?
Right.
So, and yet there are probably, I'm sure there are women out there like that, and men. But I just I find it very annoying. So.
Well, the annoying part is that they don't give any reasons for any of this other than, oh, people want to see angst. So, you know, we won't go to the trouble of creating real angst by making a person, you know, giving them a personality and giving them a reason to do all this shit. No, we take Steve and Kayla's daughter and turn her into a sniveling loser to create angst for Melanie Layton. Oh, my God.
Oh,
the sheer stupidity of this just never quite gets through my head that you would ruin Steve and Kayla's daughter for this.
There were some comments on the blog, Katie in particular, one of our favorite fans of the blog and the show. She was upset that they had Carly assist Johnny's surgery instead of leading it, when they said she had experience and apparently Daniel didn't have any. And she brought up the topic that, you know, that was sexist, and I thought so too. And I remembered when we first had Stephanie as an adult woman, she was a race car driver who was kind of involved with Max and EJ and the whole race car thing. Mm-hmm. Then she got recasted, and she comes back as a flight attendant, who's
a drunk flight attendant.
Yeah, who's getting
drunk party
abused,
girl.
Yeah, who's getting abused by Jeremy Horton. He'd like try to drown her in a hot tub and beat her around and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the hell happened? How do you go from a race car driver to, you know, coming back in town and bragging?
Under the same head writer too.
Now, that that was Sheffer both times. Oh yeah,
yeah,
I guess
that was all him. Of course, maybe it was Ken Corday, because I mean that seems to be the only constant in the last since like the late 80s when, you know, the women on this show just like turned
maybe you have to become a certain age before you actually can hold your own and, you know, have a spine. I mean, because Kate and Maggie do, but other than that, you know, like, well, I guess Caroline.
Well, the only people who had a spine who were women were people like Kate because they were bad.
Right.
Maggie sure as hell didn't have, Maggie had a backbone, but she never got to use it.
That's
the only,
right.
The only woman who's ever gotten to use it that way was, well, Alice. I mean, because Marlena had one, but they had her such a hypocrite at that point, it didn't matter. She could stand up and use her spine, and nobody believed her because she...
She
becomes such a joke.
Yeah, it's really sad that there's not some voice of reason that's like, okay, Stephanie. I mean, I guess this is supposed to create drama and all that, but it's just, I don't know very many girls or women watching that can, like, really... I don't know. I'm sure there are some that identify with that, but you wouldn't love yourself too much.
Then they bring someone back who should, Kayla, and they turn it into a joke.
Well, they've made
her
Carly.
Kayla's blaming Carly.
Like,
Kayla's kind of
like
annoying
Stephanie
to me now.
Having to swap their brains or something.
Ooh.
I don't know, because they've turned Kayla into the, you know, moral conscience, and you know, they've toned down Carly's judgmental nature and or attitude, and they've put that on
Kayla. It's not, you know, but to have Kayla come in and act like, you know, she has a right to.
Yeah,
she
I
has
mean, the
a
way
right
they
to
wrote,
sound
they,
like she's without blame is just ridiculous. Because that only made me, that only made me root for the person I dislike very much. I mean, she had me rooting for Carly because it was like, excuse me, you know, Carly did something she probably shouldn't have done, but she didn't do it for nasty reasons.
Right.
She wasn't trying to hurt anybody.
And that's probably why it was Carolyn's
fault.
Because they wanted to empathize with Carly more, you know, I guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was. Somebody was asking on a board, well, what's the whole point of having Carolyn have a heart attack if they let her out? If she didn't die, nothing happened to her. I said the whole point was to make Carly look better so that she couldn't. To give Kayla a reason to whine and complain at Carly and make Carly look sympathetic, which backfires every time for me when they start doing this. It's like all the shit they're doing with Rafe. It doesn't make me like him anymore. It doesn't like. There are fewer and fewer people who like Rafe. The more they shove him down our throats and try and tell us that we ought to like him, the less people do.
Well, it's the same way they did with Daniel, miracle-working doctor. At least now they're writing him to be a little more vulnerable, I guess, and admit that he's wrong sometimes. If you look at
the characters... He admitted that he's wrong, has he admitted that he shouldn't have punched Philip in the nose because he did the same damn thing to some other man?
Well, I'm not like all the way there with Daniel. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying, compared to 2 years ago, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, when he was just, you know, Lucas, suck it up, you know, I stole your woman, who cares, move on, you know, and everything he touched turned to gold, you know, at least. Now they're writing him a little bit more like a human being, maybe. I don't know. He has actually admitted, not that I'm giving, please don't misinterpret this, that I'm giving him a lot of credit, but at least the writers have made him say a couple of times that he knows a little bit of what Luke, I think he said the other day something about, I wonder if Lucas, he's made some reference to Lucas. And I thought, well, you know, it's good. And Philip reminded him of Lucas as well, you know, like, oh, you're Mr. High and Mighty. What'd you do to my brother, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that, I'm glad they've brought that up a few times because it does, otherwise you just, as an audience, you just get more and more frustrated. It's like, wait, why should we be sympathetic to this guy? Because, you know, he did the same thing, only, you know, in a way, a lot worse to Lucas.
He doesn't have a personality, though.
And he did exactly the same thing to Lucas.
Yeah.
Right.
So he still doesn't have a personality, and neither does Rafe, so I don't care what happens to them.
Yeah.
I hope that, you know, I hope he kicks their ass.
Yeah, I really don't care for either one.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't either.
You know, that's the only thing that's going to make me feel anything in regards to them at all is if somebody kicks their butt, because otherwise I don't care about them, you know. The writers have done absolutely nothing to make me care,
mm-hmm.
other than wanting to get rid of them because they are so annoying.
With Daniel, though, what pressed me about him this week was that Veasley said, he kind of made us think, the way he was at, he was like, basically, he'll get over it, what happened, but his sympathy was really with Melanie. And that really endeared me to him.
Right.
That was his attitude, like, oh, my daughter's hurting. That's more important than my pain right now.
Oh, that's
good.
And I do like that part.
Yeah.
I do like that aspect of his story or whatever. I don't like him with Chloe or anything like that. But I do like that having Melanie as a daughter brings that out in him. Or the writers are able to sort of bring that part out in him. So...
Yes, before that, he was pretty much all penis all the time.
Yeah.
You know,
and yet acting like he wasn't. Like, oh, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm, you know, doing one patient in one room and groping the other in the other. Anyway, I don't want to go back to those days.
Yeah, I mean, they finally gave him a little bit of depth with Melanie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Kate and Victor also brought up Philip, because Victor felt bad for Daniel. I'm sorry, Lucas. Victor felt bad for Daniel, and Kate's like, I don't feel bad for him, is what he did to Lucas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So yeah, that's the
they
thing.
Do mention that.
And someone
I'm glad.
Point that out to Victor? Oh, come on.
Yeah.
The two characters of the show, you could just tell are just really missing are Tony and Lucas. Because Lucas is, like, related to, like, half the people on the show. It kind of makes no sense that the father of Sammy's other kids isn't around. And he's related to Kate and all of her children, and he's a Horton, and they just fired a Horton. So he's really missing on the show, in my opinion.
Yeah, very good point. And as I said, Tony too. Yeah, I mean, can you imagine if Tony were involved in all this? You know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that would make it better is if one of the Rafes turned out to be, you know, Teo. The reveal is
Andre,
really Andre or something. That would make it better, but no.
Well, except that with Gary, it will turn out to be Andre, and he will have had plastic surgery.
Yeah.
That is what I'm afraid of.
I don't even want him to go down that road.
I don't even want to go there.
I have to mention they are not going to write this so that Andre is smart. So, no, I don't want it to be Andre.
Oh, no.
Under any circumstances.
Not if it's written
out. I'm not going to write it.
No.
I'm not going to write him so that he's smart, so, you know, which that's stupid.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, which is even dumber, is that Young and the Restless did that same storyline twice at the same time last year, and they got bashed for it.
Yeah.
They had the...
and they had good actresses. One of the actresses was...
Yeah, one of the actors doing it
was very good. The other one, she's okay.
Yeah, it was Michelle Stafford and Tracy Bregman.
It was
Stacey,
the girl they hired to
Stacey
be the...
Stacey Heideck.
Michelle Stafford also played Sheila Carter, too.
Yeah, Michelle Stafford did it like 2-3 years ago or something.
Yeah.
And she got panned for hers, too. They had her other half being Sheila Carter after having had plastic surgery or something, I think.
Yeah, so
fans really go for that. And most of the fans I think most would like the girl playing Phyllis.
Well, and
she's not unpopular in any way, but the fans did not like that story.
The other thing is when with Teo, of course, we're biased because we love Teo, but the thing with him, aside from his amazing acting talent and sex appeal and everything, is that if you had Andre and Tony at the same time, or you didn't know who you had at the same, at least you had Teo, you know, who was pretty darn interesting and amazing to watch no matter what. But when you take somebody that's, you know, let's just talk about a character. If you take a character that's boring and that you really want to not see anyway, and then you double it, and the only difference is a toothpick or whatever whatever he did.
Yeah,
it's
that's,
you know, it's like, oh,
well, not to mention difference. If we have Teo on the show at the same time we're trying to do this, what are the comparisons going to be? Well, they've already done this storyline before, and they did it really good. And
but I mean, it's
really
a win-win.
If you
got Teo or Tony or Andre, it's a win-win. But with the other, it's like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, but Andre had fans of his own.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a few people out there actually preferred Andre over Tony.
Over Tony.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, what's fun about this, especially when they were, I think they killed off Andre way too quickly the last time. But you didn't know who you were dealing with. You know, is this Tony? Is this Andre? I mean, so that actually means
we still don't know. Right.
Yeah, we still don't know who the hell dies all the time.
Yeah, they could bring him back, and they can bring him back either way. They could bring him back as Tony, or they could bring him back as Andre. Or they can bring him back both, or bring back both of them.
Yeah,
but then see, the focus of the show would end up being the Damaras, and we can't have that because, you know, that would just, like, total eclipse the Bradys.
But the thing is,
remember the Bradys?
But I'm thinking with Tomlin still there.
Fun.
Tomlin and Haley still there. I don't know if they want him to come back.
Right.
Or I don't know if they'd write for him, right?
They don't want to. They've made it obvious they don't want to make the show about the Damaras.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well,
you know, they want to make it about the Bradys, and they want to make it about heroes, and even though they won't let them act like heroes.
No, they're acting like jerks.
Yeah.
The thing is, what drives me nuts about the Damara family, how they write them, is they made Chad a Damara because they knew they needed another one. You know what I mean?
Instead of bringing one that they already had back. Yeah.
Right. You know that they know they need another Damara, and they're obviously not going to give Lexi a storyline anytime soon. And everything is about EJ and his sperm all the time, and I'm sick of it. He does nothing.
He has some good ones, though. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. He does nothing but make children.
Look at Johnny.
I mean, he's just like
the cutest little thing.
He's adorable. But that's the thing. Yeah. I mean, all his storyline has been since raised Sammy. His whole storyline has been focusing on children and Sammy. And I'm just sick of it. I like to see.
Hate it.
I like to see EJ do something
EJ
else.
Love Sammy. You know, everyone knows it.
Yeah.
Well, that's not even about. He doesn't even get to have relationships. It's all about.
No.
You know,
poor guy has sex. He's got to make a kid every time he has sex because there's no way they'd have another generation.
Yeah. When was
he only gets to have sex?
When's
like
the last time
he
had sex? I mean, really? God.
Yeah, he did.
Well,
not even
try to. Don't you hate it? That's you know the. It's like the people
I think
you see.
He's not getting any
sex. I mean, we see plenty of safe sex. No pun intended. But we don't, and we don't want to see that.
Yeah. No. Let's see.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, it just.
Well, we've gone back to only the good guys get to have sex on the show.
Yeah, Damaras don't get
that. Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Well, I'm preferring
that was always the complaint.
I'm preferring to think that there's some Damaras having sex this weekend. Based on what happened on the pier.
Stefano's
going to stop being able to have sex because Stefano's going to get bad again. You watch.
No.
I'll be shocked if they change that. I mean, Victor's only going to get to have sex because he's becoming a new man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the minute, you know, when Victor started when Victor was, you know, the object of every woman's desire, suddenly he wasn't Victor anymore. He was kind of a clone, if you ask me.
Yeah, because this isn't realistic. rich men, no matter how they look, have no problems getting laid or getting married.
Women love
That's not a
power.
Problem.
Come on.
Yeah.
Power.
You have a mansion. You have servants. I mean, someone's going to do it. Do it, you know. And I mean, like, someone, like, just the idea that women aren't falling over EJ is unbelievable to me. I mean, even EJ trying to marry Sammy without having her sex with her first is weird. And they did that because they did that for the Safe fans. That's why EJ and Sammy didn't have sex before their last wedding. But it just doesn't make any sense to me.
The other thing is on this show, this is a problem I've had for a long time, is that you look at the DeMaras and you look at the Bradys. Now, which one of them do you think knows more about love and how to make a woman feel like she is a goddess? You really think it's Bo Brady?
Peter Reckles.
I'm sorry.
He's hot, but he's not.
Well, he is hot, but come on. Is he doing everything in his power to make Hope feel like she is just the center of the universe? No. Yeah.
No.
He never has. None of the Bradys have ever had, you know. It's the DeMaras who do that, you know. They're the ones willing to go to any lengths to make a woman feel like she is just the ultimate.
Yeah, but, you know, I'll play devil, you know, I love the DeMaras. Love me some DeMaras, you know, all of them, actually. But, you know, I'll play devil's advocate for a minute, though, because they like to be awfully assertive with their women.
Yeah,
kind of bossing them around and telling them what to do. So, you know, sometimes I get annoyed with that. But, you know, but what I'm curious about is Nicole. Like, what's going to happen here with, like Rafe said, not that I want to quote him, but he said, what's going to happen to you if EJ lets Sammy back into the kids' lives? And I thought it was nice that they were showing the compassionate side of Nicole, that she was willing to sacrifice because she loved the kids, you know. But, you know, and then there's supposed to be this Taylor coming into the picture and everything. So I'm just curious, like, what's going to play, how's that all going to play out? Has anyone heard anything about that? Like,
there might be some kind of
like
triangle.
They're keeping all of that really under wraps.
Like with Nicole and her sister?
What's that?
Yeah.
Like a triangle
yeah.
with Nicole and her sister?
Probably.
Like maybe with
like
EJ or Ray?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot that Taylor's supposed to be her sister. I completely forgot about
that. Yeah.
Maybe she'll move in because Nicole's there, if she's still there. Maybe Taylor will move in.
I kind of hope they're, I don't know. I'm not crazy about them taking him completely out of Sammy's orbit, but, I mean, if we're talking about the same actress they're talking about, if we don't have Nicole in the threesome, it's going to be pretty damn boring.
I don't know. It'll be in town.
God. She's away from GH completely. They made her a Cassadine. She's the most boring person in the world. This is what we have to look forward to.
I did read the spoilers before I got on today, and latest ones. Has EJ explained to Stefano that he still wants Nicole around? He needs Nicole for some reason.
Okay.
So, and Taylor is supposed to debut in January. So we should be seeing her soon, yeah.
Okay.
I heard she was going to debut February 1st.
Oh. Well, maybe that maybe that's like the last week of January. I don't know.
That's the only thing I've heard. I don't know that it's true.
I completely forgot that she's supposed to be Nicole's sister. I'm glad you guys said that. So that makes sense then that somehow she'll be pulled into the mansion, you know, because Nicole's there.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Day and Taylor will cross paths and, you know, whatever. But, So probably half of you don't even care, but what's going to happen with Melanie's pregnancy? Does anyone know about that? I mean, because I know some. You know, I'm just wondering, like, Philip, who couldn't produce a child a few years ago, may have two kids that are, you know, a year apart or less. But I haven't.
Well, I think
anything.
She was contemplating terminating.
Mm-hmm. But then I wonder if that turns around or maybe
from
she.
What
maybe she has a miscarriage.
Mr. Angelic?
I think she might. She got pushed by Stephanie.
Have an abortion?
What's that?
Yeah, she was.
Well, because she
got pushed that down to the floor by Stephanie, and she fell on the floor.
Yeah, and I first
and
I thought that's
held
what
her
they were
stomach,
going
like,
with, and then I realized that
she
that
might
was
lose
to
it.
Show Stephanie that mm-hmm. she was pregnant. Like, why would Melanie reach like that? If, and so Stephanie now knows that she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they'll wring
yeah.
this out for a while. I mean, I think, anyway, I could be wrong, but they'll milk this thing for a while. I mean, I don't know. But I was just wondering if anybody had any...
Not unless they get Melanie and keep Melanie and Philip together.
Well, and with Mark Happ to leave,
please,
you
know. You know.
Well, I did read some spoilers on that. Melanie and the baby are okay after the fight with Stephanie. And I read she decides to keep the baby. But that doesn't mean she can't, you know, miscarry. I just, you know, some are down line. I can't imagine her carrying this baby to term considering how young she is. And
yeah.
And we just have so many kids on the freaking show. And we just had Parker. Parker's just born in November. It's
yeah.
like, you know, do we really need another kid right now?
Yeah.
Even my son's watching the show, and he's like, Mom, how many babies are on this show? Like, a lot. And he said, well, how many little kids are there? I'm like, there's a lot. Because he's trying to keep them all straight, and he still can't recognize Sydney.
And you have
still...
to have twins for all of them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, every baby, what kind of money is that eating up?
Yeah.
No, they come cheap. they work for no, I'm just kidding. Scale, no, I'm just kidding. I don't know, but you're right. That'd be a lot to keep track of on set. That would be a lot to keep track of on set because they've got what? They've got the Sydney twins,
Sammy's
got
three,
Johnny twins, and now probably I don't know if the baby's a twin. He's awfully cute though.
Well,
Theo isn't. Oh, that's right.
Anymore.
Yeah, and you got Sierra.
Yeah, there's
too.
Sierra.
But they're older.
There's
a baby. Yeah. There's Parker, so that's four. Well, is Allie played by twins?
Yeah.
Sydney's
yeah.
played by twins, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's eight people right there.
They should round up all the twins on the show and just take a group kid picture. Because I think that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, that'd be cute. But I mean, I got to admit, they do great cat. Marnie. Mm-hmm. Yada, or however you pronounce her name, she casts some great kids, I got to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
She's, because, you know, it seemed like back in the day, sometimes they'd pick, I hate to say it, but, like, the most unattractive snot-nosed kids in the world. That, you know, they can't act, and they're looking at their mommies down, the, you know, across the hall. No, you know, no offense. I mean, I love kids, don't get me wrong. But it's just, I used to wonder, like, how do they cast these? And now... I mean, at least on this show, they've got the most adorable cast of kids that I've ever seen
mm-hmm.
on one show.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It's kind of interesting that way. But I bet it's crazy around there. I bet it can be a zoo. Especially that day they had all the kids come and see Johnny. It's like, oh, but that was a busy day.
Yeah. Do they have both sets of twins though around? Isn't it? We'll have one or the other playing, whatever it is.
They're like,
oh,
yeah, one or the other there that day.
Well,
yeah.
But their mom
they have
probably.
Both.
Well, I don't
yeah,
know.
They have them both on.
The mom is
have,
probably there, so they probably bring the other one. So,
yeah.
And honestly, from what I gather, they probably from time to time use the one that's in the better mood or the crankier mood or whatever it might. Call
yeah.
for that day. I mean, because kids
right.
are so unpredictable, and you really can't do a lot of planning. So if one comes to work that day, and she's happy as a clam, and she's going to be, you know, playing with Auntie Anna all day, you know, in the cabin, you know, they're going to give the happy Sydney the shot for the day, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. And then if one's teething or something, then, you know, it probably gives them, if they have to cry. You know, I don't know. I really don't know how that works. But I would imagine they would have to have both in their arsenal, so to speak, just in case
mm-hmm.
one throws a fit and decides not to perform. That could be wrong.
Yeah, remember we interviewed Laura Cinema, the mother of the first set
that.
Of Sydney's twins. Yeah, that was a great interview. Yeah, she was really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and from what I gathered, she had both girls there all the time. And,
really?
You know, you know, when the situation called for is, you know, like if Cindy wasn't supposed to be in a good mood one day, then they put the crankier one out there. You know, and some days they're both cranky. I mean, you have that.
They end up offset. Sydney's in the other room. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a good job on that.
I just can't imagine having all those kids running around. I mean, holy cow.
Oh, well.
That drive me up the wall. Oh, and let's not forget, and it was pretty funny, Miss Vivian and Gus got pushed out of the plane and they're on an island.
I like it that Gus got some cojones finally.
I like Vivian's dream. Too.
I've been waiting for him.
That was great. Yeah.
Brady. What's not to like about
Eric
that?
Eric was looking good.
What's not to like about a half naked Brady?
No.
I meant Brady Black, not a Brady. No, but that was nice. I wish she had gotten a little further in her fantasy, although I wouldn't have wanted to see that with her. But, you know,
then Louise Terrell have a love scene with a hot guy.
Come on.
That would be fun.
Yeah, nothing wrong with
because
that.
That was not fair. You're right.
But the old guys always get to make out with the young girls, so why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Lauren Coslow has kissed, like, every guy on the show.
Yeah,
she needs to share a little bit. You know what, though? Kate and Brady would be hot, though.
Oh, yeah. See, I thought that, too. I thought if they both needed some
controlling.
Yeah,
they're scheming together, you know.
They were. I was like, they could scheme and they could scheme.
Yeah, steam and scheme.
Oh, what was that? So can we call them Brate or Katie if they get together?
Call them hot.
Because they're excellent partners in crime. And, yeah. I mean, Lauren has chemistry with everyone. She just makes me sick.
She does.
Seriously.
Yeah. She's one of those people that's just like, what? But.
Yeah. Also, yeah, anyway, the guy playing Gus was pretty funny too. And sometimes he calls her Madame, and sometimes he doesn't. Depends on whether or not he's pissed off at her or not. And on Twitter, I was making Lost jokes because they had cargo drop down, and I was making jokes that it had the Dharma Initiative logo on it, and it's full of ranch dressing. And you know, well, you watch Lost and understand what I was talking about.
Did they do that, or you were just joking?
Well, I was joking about the Dharma Initiative stuff.
That's funny.
But they did do that on Lost, though. They had food drop-offs on the island. But, so he drew a line in the sand on who's part of the, that's his part of the island, her part of the island, and that was funny. And I guess they all walked around and looked to see if there was anything around, and they really are on a deserted island. And it was just funny. And she started, like, yelling at him to go make fire. But,
yeah.
I'm
glad he's finally gotten some cojones and he's not taking it though as much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that'll bring out more of his personality, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how long I don't know how long they're supposed to be on the island, but we'll see how that plays out.
It's not going to be long because Vivian comes back and wants to divorce Victor, and she realizes she wasted her time with him and she's going to divorce him.
Wow, what do you think is going to happen
to
her?
Yeah, what are they going to do with Vivian?
Yeah, what are they going to
do? Well, we can keep her. Yeah. Well, she's still the head of Titan, so maybe she can still do that.
Huh.
But I have to say, I do like business storylines. When I used to watch The Bold and the Beautiful, and Santa Barbara had some business storylines. But the people from days don't know absolutely nothing about business.
That's true.
I mean, I don't.
They don't
I
do.
Seriously,
yeah.
I seriously doubt Titan.
No,
when you have two mobster families like the Kyriakos and Demiras, they don't have shareholders. That's retarded. I mean, come on. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go buy me some Demira stock. I mean, give me a flipping break. And I mean, you know, I mean, maybe some of their companies might have shareholders and board of directors and all that. Victor's saying, oh, I can't, sorry, Daniel, I can't. I mean, Daniel asked Victor to have a trust fund for Parker, which I thought was really nice.
Yeah.
Even though Daniel could do it himself because he's a doctor.
I know.
He's a miracle doctor. He's
yeah.
He's a man of 20 specialties.
Yeah, and so, but, I mean, I understand it's not his kid and everything, but Philip can also set up a trust fund for his son, because he's a Kyriakos. But Victor's like, oh, I can't. Vivian tied up all my money.
Yeah,
about. Yeah. Like, come on.
Make Victor look stupid, yeah.
I mean, there's just no way that Victor's entire future is wrapped up in Titan.
Right.
Because how do you, accounting-wise, how do you explain the shipments he makes all the time? Isn't he like the importer-exporter guy? And he's also the magazine guy, because he does Bella
Victor
and all that.
Victor would have never let that happen. It's just
he has black market money that's not on the books. So I've kind of heard the police.
Stupid.
Broke.
That part was just stupid, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. If you can't do a business storyline right, then just shut
right.
up.
And you never see
right.
them do business
you know,
anymore.
Well, I hate to bring up the bitter subject of the alternative fuel project, but that actually could have maybe been an interesting story on some level as long as Max wasn't involved. But you know, they totally botched that. Even the Dimera War kind of and Dimera Kyriakos War fell flat to me. But and then when they send Tony tumbling down a couple of stairs and kill him. I mean, over this project that we don't know that much about, we don't care about because they haven't written it well, and it's like, you know.
How long have people been wanting a Dimera Kyriakos War, and what did they do? They just, like, totally ruined it.
When they could have had John
no
Black and Tony in the middle
whatsoever.
Tony and John Black in the middle of that? Oh.
Well, not
yeah,
to mention,
no, we
they,
just
had,
got
was, not to mention
yeah.
they had Kim and Shane come back, and they had nothing, you know. It was already over, and they had nothing. Oh.
Yeah, they keep forgetting that Steve and Kayla had a thing going with Victor too. Victor was their enemy, and you know, I don't understand. If they can't do business stuff, then just drop it. But still, though, it kind of sucks though, because basically everybody works at the hospital. You know what I mean? So or
yeah.
at the pub or something, or the police station. It's like, you know, most people don't work at the police station, most people have kind of normal jobs. I just kind of wish they'd. They need some other business. Like, when John was on, though, I kind of wish they did bring back Basic Black and...
or even the Hearth and Home thing, if they could...
Yeah, they need more business.
Build that back up with, you know, bring Anna back, and Kate and Anna could be business partners and frenemies and...
They were funny together. Good together.
They were. They were hilarious. And also, they had poignant scenes, and they had, you know... funny scenes and dramatic scenes. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could do a lot with that, but oh well.
Yeah, and the money going into advertising was bad.
That is kind of a bad segue, but when I was kind of mad at it, I don't know, a while back, EJ was sniping at Kate, it was a while, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
but he's making this, something about writing your memoirs, chapter one, brownie baking or whatever. You know, it's like, and Kate just ignores it. She like doesn't even want to react. I'm glad that they at least allude to her still having Hearth and Home because, you know, at least
they do.
She married Fred doesn't mean she got rid of her other identity and her So I like that, but if they were going to do a business story, it would be kind of interesting to have it sort of be intertwined with, you know, that maybe, but I don't know. I'm trying to think what else happened this week.
So
Bo and Hope on the run.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you think of Stefano being behind that, of course?
Oh, gee.
But, you know, why?
That was kind of cringeworthy.
Why?
What's the point of him even, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't understand.
To me, that's way too much.
He's
got a good reason to hate the Dimeras, besides the fact that he's a better lover than he is. Because, what else is there for him to hate the Dimeras for at the moment? Really?
Why couldn't it have been just like the warden in that? Why did it have to be stuck
right.
out? No.
Yeah. It could have just been warden and Ben, but they were trying to redeem Ben. Yeah, they were trying to redeem Ben, saying, "Oh, I'm just doing this for the patients. I'm not doing this for money." Yeah, I mean, I mean, don't they make hundreds of thousands of dollars doing transplants, doctors? They make a ton of money per you know, donation. But they did. I was happy that they did explain that Stefano did need a organ donated a few years ago.
Yeah, I'm glad they said that too.
Yeah, because that's relevant. Maybe that's why he decided to get into this business.
Yeah,
I mean, that kind of makes sense. It seemed that, like Mary Ann said, there was no reason for there to be a Mr. Big in the storyline. It could have just been the woman. People asked me. I had someone ask me on the blog why I called
the whole
Jane Santana.
Opportunity of having EJ be the Sydney napper instead of, well, we can't have it be Anna.
Yeah, that would have made more sense.
We've got to have a big bad guy.
Right, because that was all about making sure Rafe and Sammy stay together. Because if it was Anna, then maybe Sammy would have went with EJ. But they couldn't have that happen. They had to tip the scales in Rafe's favor, so they made EJ the bad guy. So that's the same thing here. They're making Stefano the bad guy to make Ben look good, which doesn't matter, but he's already off. He's going to be off the show in a couple months anyway. Ben's off the show.
Oh, the kid. Yeah, the guy.
Yeah. And I want to explain to you, I did have someone comment why I'm calling Jane Santana and Lee Gina, and those were third characters' names on Santa Barbara, and they actually interacted quite a bit on Santa Barbara.
That's funny.
So Gina Gallego played Santana Andrade on Santa Barbara, and Robin Mattson played Gina, and I can't remember what Gina's last name was. She got married so many times. Last name was Lockridge the last time. She was her last husband was Lionel Lockridge. But, so I couldn't resist because, like I said, Santana and Gina sounds a lot better than Jane and Lee.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Lee, I wanted to say happy birthday to Lee, our friend Lee. She had her 22nd birthday on Thursday, so I just wanted to give her a shout out on her birthday.
Happy birthday, Lee.
Is she sleeping it off?
Yes.
So Bo and Hope. So Dumbo got captured, and he's in the. Like I was telling Anna before the show
Hope
started,
we'll have to rescue him, I guess, huh? You think?
Yeah, he's in the brick room. Yeah, Bo's in the brick room
brick
where
room.
Rafe was. Yeah, where Rafe was held hostage by Meredith.
The brick room. I knew I recognize that.
Yeah, that's where it was.
Yeah,
it's probably the same rope and chair.
Yes. Yeah, so
it was
so
kind
Santana.
Of funny, though, when Bo was blindfolded. I can't remember how he said it, but it was something like the blindfold's kind of unnecessary. I recognize your voice or something like that. That was kind of funny. So he said something like that. It was like, kind of funny. But, yeah.
Well, I wrote on Twitter that Bo's not kinky, so that's why he wanted the blindfold off. That's just me. Being tied up was okay, but the blindfold had to go. so he's tied up, and Hope's on the boat, and she's trying to figure out where Bo is going to intercept Santana, what she was up to. And then Gina finds out that Santana's computer was broken and hacked into, and so she fixed that.
Yeah,
that's where we're at now. But Bo doesn't know that Stefano's behind the whole thing. As far as I know, I missed Friday's episode, but I don't think Bo knows yet about Stefano, but he was unconscious when Stefano was in the room.
He left before the end of Thursday's episode, I thought.
Yeah, so I don't think Bo doesn't know.
So he's left before Bo woke up, so.
Yeah, so I'm glad the storyline's almost over, and I'm really not feeling the romance at all between Bo and Hope. I mean, she's starting to feel appreciative that he's there, and he gets rid of these little puppy dog eyes, and he glances at her, you know, every once in a while. But to me, this really isn't striking me as romantic at all.
It's not striking me as a particularly interesting storyline for. I mean, this is the kind of storyline I expect out of Will and Gabby.
It's boring.
It is. It's boring, and it's really beneath them. I mean, they're. Why can't they come up with a storyline for a couple of 40-somethings? That's interesting. And well, doesn't make me feel like they're shoving, like they're trying to make me believe that Bo and Hope are 20 again.
I don't know. I guess because I loved him back in the 80s, of course. And, mm-hmm. I mean, to me, it's like a slow thing. I mean, they're not, like, just jumping back
it's
in.
It's not that I don't want them to have an adventure. It's that I want them to have an adventure that is believable for their age.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're writing them like they're children still.
Yeah, it's kind of a Hobo and Hope cliche that they're on an adventure all the time. But it's better than, the other cliche, which is those who should
be cheating on her. They could be on an adventure if it was written better, that made sense. You know, instead of Bo is stupid enough to get caught by Santana. and Stefano, when, you know, he's been through all of this before, so he's not this dumb to be falling for crap like this. You know
what cracked me up, though, was when they're on the boat and Bo's going to go do this, and Hope's like, I'm going with you. And I wrote on Twitter, I'm like, oh, God, how many times have we had this conversation?
This conversation.
About
no, you're staying here. Oh, my God. And she's like, okay, yeah, I'll stay here. Okay, no problem. And I'm like, holy cow, Hope isn't going.
We've been having this conversation since 1983.
Yeah.
On a regular basis.
And she always goes.
Yeah.
She's going to go, you know that.
But I'm glad I didn't waste a whole episode with that conversation, because they used to do that, too. That'd be the whole hour. You're going. I'm going. No, you're not. I'm going. No, you're not. I'm going. No, you're not. Okay, you can go. For, like, a whole hour. No, she's like, I'm going. No, you're not. Okay, I'll stay here. It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But I'm like, wow, maybe Hope's growing up a little bit. You know what I mean? But then dumbass Bo gets caught. Maybe she should have been there.
Well, after he kidnaps her, she's like, so what's the plan? I was like, okay. But I don't know. I kind of like him. They could write
it. Well, I mean, in comparison to all the other crap on the show right now, it's not so bad. It's just It's kind of like watching Marlena stuffed in a trunk for the umpteenth time, you know? What's the point?
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of how I'm feeling. I don't know if it's just that Higley isn't able or isn't willing to write them an adult storyline. And it doesn't have to be an adult storyline where they do nothing but sit at home and babysit kids.
Right.
No, that's not what I mean.
Yeah, but the interloping storyline with Bo and his exes is getting really flipping old, though.
It seems like
if it's not Carly, it's Billy. You know? That's getting old, too.
Yeah, because even when this adventure is over, Carly is still there.
Right.
Yeah, what's going to happen to Carly when all this is over?
I still think they're going to hook up with Daniel. I still think it's going to happen.
That's what I always thought, too. Carly and Daniel.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought.
I can fast forward through both of them. You're like, what? That sounds good to me.
But then there's Jennifer in the picture, too, and I don't know how that's going to...
What are we going to do with her now?
I've heard rumors that on the... You know, they've been talking on the different boards about Daniel and Jennifer is going to be his patient, and of course we know what happens. That's like the first date.
Do
you still have this new patient form? And what's your number? Do you want it for the form?
Find new ways to make Daniel unpopular. Make him the other reason that Matt Ashford is not back on the show. Come on,
Daniel's top 10 pickup line. Here's your gown. fill out the form. If you need anything, call the nurse. You know, yeah. I don't know. I'll fluff your pillows and whatever else you want fluffed. Yeah, I don't know. But
whenever they have Daniel walking into a room to examine a woman, they should play like bad porn music in the background, just to let everybody know what's going to happen. Just like, aunt, my aunt, my aunt. Here comes Daniel. But I did hear people, and this is just people guessing, that people think that maybe Stefano has Jack down in the basement, too, with Rafe eventually. Because it, I mean, the thing is, you know, the writers aren't that
Rafe
bright.
Rafe, too, might not really be Rafe.
Yeah, I was talking to a Jack fan, our Jack fan Sally, who comes around a lot on our chat rooms, and we're like, Miss Jennifer's bitching about Jack blogging during his walkabout, and we're like, he wouldn't be blogging during his walkabout. He wouldn't have access to a computer. He's supposed to be out in the boonies killing animals, and, you know, and eating them. I mean, he's not supposed to be blogging. So we thought maybe, and she thought that was out of character, too, maybe someone is impersonating Jack.
Well, just like
blog.
They had Vivian. Vivian was impersonating Maggie and everything. So it wouldn't be a stretch for them to write another character, you know, writing for in lieu of Jack.
Mm-hmm.
So,
if Jack is down in the basement, you can bet they're going to kill him off and have him come back. Because, man, what do we have to do with Jack except copy everything that Riley did for him, just like we copy everything that Riley did for Tony.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're not gonna.
That's the thing. When they come back,
it.
You can't trust that they would do them justice because they
mm-hmm.
every time they bring them back for a little bit and then they kill them off.
Mm-hmm.
Walk up like
what?
The diva just wrote in the chat room. Don't write about stuff you don't know about, like business and walkabouts.
That's true. You don't know anything about business. Don't write a business. Well, you know. I mean, like me going out writing a book
about
quantum physics.
About
I don't know anything about it.
Why can't we go to the trouble of figuring out about business? It's a hell of a lot easier.
Right. Because no one bashes them for not knowing anything about business and walkabouts. But if you write something wrong about cancer, you're going to get bashed all over the place.
Well,
yeah, I mean, you're gonna piss people off.
Well,
I
was pretty pissed off at how they handled Kate's lung cancer after a while.
Right, that was bad.
That
yeah.
was ridiculous.
That was bad.
It started out
yeah.
so good, and they just ruined it. They absolutely ruined mm-hmm. it for the sake of a group. But you know,
well,
I don't
because
know.
They're doing a lung cancer storyline on Bold and the Beautiful with Susan Flannery, and they're getting praise all over the place.
Well, yeah, because they're probably right. Well, and the thing of it is, they were initially giving, you know, they had great material, you know, good material at least. And I mean, Lauren was great. She did a great
mm-hmm.
job. And even Dan, even you know, Sean. I mean, they did a good job in the early stages. But when it was obvious that that was just a plot device to get Daniel and Chloe together, it ruined it because
mm-hmm.
it was like you're taking a serious topic like this. And you're basically creating a scenario in which, you know, these two characters can hook up. And that just ruined it for me. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, at least they've allowed Kate to mention it a few times because, you know, she has had time, you know, at times commented about how she had had stage 4 cancer and everything. So at least they acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people who really did have loved ones with cancer were not happy about how the writers kind of ditch that whole story.
No,
but,
yeah.
You know. Oh, well.
Well, that's what was driving me nuts about the Johnny's Eye storyline the first time around was it wasn't about Johnny. It was about EJ and Sammy and Rafe because I mean, the kid had surgery and he was home the next day and he was fine. I mean, they did say EJ was saying, oh, yeah, he's in pain. He's having nightmares. But it wasn't really about Johnny. And this time, I think maybe because we got the good script writer this past week.
That's right.
That, you know, yeah, right. That you know, Johnny's talking about possibly going blind and being upset about it. It's like finally the storyline's actually about Johnny, and
right.
it's not about his stupid parents.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather see Johnny to tell you the truth than EJ and Sammy.
Oh.
And I guess I was very happy with Allison Sweeney and Sammy because this one scene she said, I'm not going to cry, I'm going to be strong. And I'm like, wow, that, you know, that was a good pick. We all know Allison Sweeney can cry.
Yeah.
You know, on cue. We know she can do that. So I just thought that was so mature of her. It's just like, I'm going to put on my brave face for my son.
Right.
And, you know, for, you know, I thought that was
good. Do it more often.
Yeah, but she doesn't need to be crying, being hysterical every single flipping episode.
Yeah.
I mean, because no one wants to watch that shit, you know. But, I mean, she was mature.
Especially
so, okay,
having her
strong.
Hug Rafe. Especially when she then is hugged by Rafe afterwards. Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, I just ruined it.
Yep. Okay, is there anything else?
Well, I'm just wondering how, and again, I haven't given this a lot of thought because it's really, like, not an issue for me, really. It's not a draw for me. But I like both the actors who play the new Gabby and the Will. I like both of them. I think the kid's a good actor. And I met her at Day of Days. She's very sweet. And I think she's doing fine as an actor. But I just don't get, I mean, I don't see I don't see any chemistry between those two at all. And I don't understand why they're forcing it, but it seems really kind of forced. I mean, I like them as friends. I mean, they're cool as friends. But isn't that kind of, I guess it's not the first time Days has done this, but isn't that kind of like his, what would that be?
Has any of the younger actors had chemistry?
You're like a step aunt or something.
I mean,
step aunt, is that what it would be?
They're not really related.
No.
They're step related.
They're
related by marriage.
Well, it's pretty hard to
What's
find
it? His
anybody
sister,
who's not related.
Right, her brother is married to his mother.
Right.
Yeah, it's just a little weird.
Yeah.
But even that, I could get over that. I mean, you know, whatever. But I mean, I like their friendship. I think they're really cute together as friends, but I just don't see the chemistry at all. And I have a feeling that, you know, they had this scene the other day where Will got jealous. Gabby was, talking with this kid from school. And then isn't her brother supposed to come into town? And I'm betting that maybe he sees her with this kid and doesn't realize it's her brother. And, like, maybe he, like, gets all jealous or something and it turns out to be Dario or whatever. But I'm glad they don't focus on, I mean, I like the way they have Will in the adult storylines and everything. I hate it when they, like, put the teens off in their own world because the writing's usually horrible. But I just don't see it. To me, she looks older and more mature, and it just seems kind of awkward. I don't know.
I like the other Gabby more than this one, I thought.
Well, she was younger. I mean, this woman's really a woman. You know, she really, seems like she's 24 or something. But the other girl was young. I mean, she was just younger and everything, I think. But
isn't Will only supposed to be, like, what, 17?
They're 18? In high school.
He's still in high school.
Yeah, she does look older than him, I think.
Yeah. Which I guess is okay.
More like Chad. She looks like she should be with Chad.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that might actually. That might.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
Well, actually, I thought they were
but
going there.
But they're bringing
there
Abby
time.
For Chad because now Chad is a. Chad is
Abby.
A Demera. So, you
right.
know, we have to have.
Yeah.
Abby with him.
Well, I guess it will be interesting to see how all that works out with Chad.
Well, I think the whole thing with Will and Gabby is that Rafe catches them making out on the couch. So it might be this is kind of like a wedge between Sammy and Rafe. Maybe Rafe gets mad at Will for
like
making
Kate and Roman with Sammy? Oh, or something like
that. Like Rafe
Sammy
trying to protect his
Sammy
Rafe trying to protect his sister. Yeah. But the thing is,
Rafe
too,
wants to protect his sister. Oh, my God. Jeez.
Well, I'm just
you
saying, like, her
The one who stood by and let his other sister die because she wanted to help EJ.
Yeah,
I'm really going to believe that.
Yeah, and I was going to say, too, that couple just bores me. I think Chandler Massey's a pretty good actor. The actress playing Gabby, she impressed me. I actually put her down as, like, the worst actor of the worst recast on the show. I like the other one better.
Mm-hmm.
She showed no emotion at all when Ariana died. I mean, like, none.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
And, so I think that's what they're going. I think they're going to use Will and Gabby as a wedge between Sammy and Rafe.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I hope it's a big enough wedge to actually break them up.
That's my guess. And the spoiler about Chad is that he starts accepting being a Demira to a certain extent.
Yeah. Somebody said something, and I didn't get to see it, but there was a bunch of scenes with the Demiras at the the pub. This cracked me up. Where EJ and Lexi get to meet Chad as their brother. Was that this week?
I don't know.
They didn't
meet
him. They just talked about him.
They talked about him?
Yeah.
Because they know him. I mean, he showed up at the mansion to demand Sydney from EJ back when he thought
Sydney
was his. So they
know
who
they
know of him, but they didn't know he was.
Yeah, I wonder when they're going to have that. I guess Chad has to return Stefano's calls first before they can actually have a meeting with the family.
I think, from what I read, now
he's going to see Johnny. You know, he realized, oh, wait, that's like my, I don't know, nephew, I guess.
Yeah.
I think that might be pulling him in to, you know.
And Sydney,
family.
Too. I mean, that's a huge pull, too.
Yeah.
But Sydney, born
the
same day as Grace.
That's
going to be hard for him as a father just looking at Sydney.
I hope that they did bring that up initially. I hope that creates some emotional, you know, stuff for them. I think it would be good for them to address that and everything. As he gets more intertwined in the family or whatever. I don't know.
Well, I think it's time to end the show, and the Packers are totally kicking the Falcons' ass. It's 48-21.
They are? Oh.
Yeah, that game's over. But anyway, so thanks, girls, for participating. Thanks for everybody in the chat room. And thank Marianne, Anna, and Madeline, and we'll be doing this weekly. So check us out again next time at 10 o'clock.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.